103.9 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. We're at the start of a brand new school year. Terry Dade is the brand new school superintendent for Rochester City Schools. He joins me now to talk a little bit about the start of the new D. I got to ask off the, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
A couple of different things. You are from the D.C. area.
Absolutely.
Born and raised there?
Born there, raised just outside of D.C.
And then with D.C., what was that sort of environment like for you and what made you get into education?
So D.C., I'm a proud son of a single dad who was a police officer, retired now, for the Washington Police Department. He worked undercover, just bringing safety to our city. But seeing that through the eyes of a young kid, it was a little scary. Mm-hmm. Watching the news, hoping that your dad wasn't going to be on the news every night was tough. So I did not intend to be a police officer. My dad and my grandma, who's my heart, said absolutely not. So how can I help another way? And education was definitely it.
You know, when it comes to being part of the Rochester City School District, I know you, Terry, there's no way you didn't see some of the stuff that was going on between whether it's the mayor and the school board or what the challenges are for the Rochester City School District kids, whether it's day-to-day or graduation rate. You went through the process. What made you say, past all of that information that you had, Rochester's the place to be as far as me being a superintendent and helping these kids?
Right. So it's always been about the kids since being a teacher and a principal in D.C. It's always been the demographic that I want to work with. Students who look like me, with upbringing like mine, with education being the door to every opportunity possible. So I have to be honest, interviewing that process here in Rochester, it was tough. People left and right telling me not to do it. That gave me even more reason to come here for our students. All of the static, all of the drama, my skill set is as a unifier to bring the adults together to do right for kids.
How committed is Terry Dade to Rochester? I mean, you people are telling you don't take the job, and you still were like, nah, I think I need to take this job.
Right. So this is a calling for me, and that's not fluff. That's who I am. I came from Fairfax County. I had a great position there, very comfortable. But change is not about comfort. So I really wanted to be a part of a change in our nation for our black and brown kids, not having your outcomes be determined by your zip code or your background. So I couldn't think of a more inviting community to join. There was no question that this community was ready for change, and I wanted to be a part of that change.
Did you know about the childhood poverty in the area? Did you know all of that stuff coming in? And how has been your sort of welcome into Rochester? Have you met with a number of different leaders in the area, the mayor or the school board, obviously school board members you met, but teachers or people that are bus drivers or people who are working in the offices every single day? What have you learned from them and what have they told you about Rochester?
So I did know about the poverty coming in, and what we have here is concentrated poverty. So a whole nother level here in Rochester. The thing that has really encouraged me is every single leader that I have been talking to is from Rochester. So when people question people's motives and the like, I don't do that. I know that folks' heart is in the right place. I do think we can do a better job of coming together to serve our kids well.
I know there's a lot of different questions I can get into, but I want to ask about safety. Safety and education, those two things. One, kids have to feel safe. If they don't feel safe, they don't come.
Right.
They have maybe issues that may be going on at home. And that's not just in the city area. That can go on in any environment, whether you're in the suburbs, rural area, or the city, whether you go to private school or you go to a charter school. So safety for the kids coming in. I know that's been a huge issue around the country, and it's going to be an issue no matter what school a kid goes to. Your thoughts on that?
Safety is number one priority. So you can't expect students to learn and do their best if they're not feeling safe and secure. So number one priority. How that happens is a question for debate here in Rochester and across the country. You want kids to enjoy going to school, so you don't want it to feel like a prison-like environment. Mm-hmm. So you don't want the opposite to occur of trying to make our kids feel extra safe by putting in all these measures that actually does the reverse. Mm-hmm. It makes you fearful of coming into a building. So we're actually going to do a review of our safety and security in Rochester School District. And I'll report out to the school board by the end of December some recommendations moving forward.
Is it too much testing going on before you go? Because I know a lot of people are kind of like, well, we got to test them and see where they're at. But a lot of kids are at different levels, so it's going to be hard to basically put all that pressure on them when it comes to state testing, which you can't control.
Right.
But you do want them to improve from the beginning of the school year to the end of the school year and maybe work on some stuff in the summer.
Right. I do think nationally we're testing too much. I haven't learned all the ins and outs of how much we assess students here in Rochester, but I do believe that the right assessments we have to administer here. We have to know where our kids are, let it inform our teacher's instruction, and move the needle for student achievement, which is not at the place where we need it to be here in Rochester.
A lot of parents will probably be asking, you know, what can we do to help or what is going to be different from last year to this year? I'm sure they'll have a chance to reach out to you, right, Terry?
Absolutely.
If they want to get in touch with you, is there a number to call the office or try to introduce themselves to you? Because you have to introduce yourself to them.
Right.
What number should they call? Is there any information for that?
Fastest way to get in touch with me is terry.date@rcsdk12.org.
The email.
The email.
Straight through. Right. Straight through.
Absolutely.
You know, if anybody has any questions, we'll have to get you back up for the Wake Up Club again.
I would love to be back.
And not when something's going wrong, when something's actually going.
Right. Absolutely.
try to balance that out sometimes.
I appreciate it.
We're 103.9 WDKX online at WDKX.com.